Woods! Garlev shot a look back towards the bridge as the hatch slammed shut, his eyes narrowing.
A word.
Spink! Kale replied.
I've made no secret of my reservations about the esteemed tech priest's motive and manner, said the captain. I cannot let this pass without comment.
His face took on the cast of anger and old fear.
By the Emperor's grace, I am a veteran of many conflicts with the Xenos. Those tyrannid abominations among them.
Gorolev's words brimmed with venom.
Those things. I've seen them rape worlds and leave nothing but ashen husks in their wake.
He leaned closer.
That hive ship should not be studied like some curiosity. It should be atomized.
Kale held up a hand, and Gorolev fell silent.
There is nothing you have said I disagree with, shipmaster. But we are servants of the God Emperor. Nord and I, you and your crew, even Zeren. And we have our duty.
For a moment it seemed as if Gorolev were about to argue. But then he nodded grimly, resigned to fulfill his orders.
Duty, then. In the Emperor's name.
In the Emperor's name, said Kale.
Nord opened his mouth to repeat the oath, but he found his voice silenced. So fleeting, so mercurial and indistinct that it was gone, even as he turned his senses towards it, Nord felt something. The sense of black and red clouds pressed in on the edges of his thoughts, and he pushed them away.
Nord?
He found Kale studying him with a careful gaze. He cleared his thoughts with a moment's effort.
Brother Sergeant, he replied. The mission, then?
Kale nodded.
The mission? Aye.